I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Buffalo Sabres got the dub last night, defeating the Montreal Canadiens 3-2 in Montreal, Game 4 of their Eastern Conference semifinal series. Birthday boy, Zach Benson. Benny got one in last night on his 21st birthday.
Bottom of the circle. Here's a play in front. Backhand scores. Great feed for Benson in front. And Zach Benson gets the goal to put the Buffalo Sabres on top 3-2 on the power play.
Man, nothing like a Sabres goal to silence that entire arena. Mm-hmm. There was one weird goal that went in, and this wasn't technically a shot on goal, but it was a shot to that end and kind of banked one off the side and into the net. And it looked like, do you play air hockey? It was an air hockey shot, like off the side.
Here's Thompson. He'll fire it in. Got to win this battle along the wall. And that puck,
it's a goal.
It's a goal. It went in the back of the net. Dobish, it hits the back of Dobish on the shoot-in. And the Sabres have tied the game here. Comes off the glass.
Yeah, right where the Zamboni entrance is. And it hit that glass and came back out and hit Dobish in the right leg and then into the net. Initially, it looked like it fell on the side of the net, but it's not. It's in the net.
In the net is right, and it wasn't a direct bank. It sort of got caught on whatever's on the side by the Zamboni entrance.
Yep.
Thompson talks about that weird but very sweet goal.
Have you ever scored a goal like that, the way it came off that board? Yeah.
No, not like that, but I'll take it, right?
Did you see what happened on the play? Did you realize it banked in off the sanction and past Dobish?
No, we were just, we didn't get in the first couple break-ins on the power play, and you do that. Sometimes you want to just keep it simple, rim it, and try to get on the forecheck, and, I rimmed it, and obviously saw it hit the glass, and saw, kind of just scan around looking for it, and a few guys put their hands up, it's a nice feeling when you see that.
Sweet goal. Birthday boy Zach Benson talking about UPL, who was, you know, that term, standing on your head between the pipes. That dude played hard last night.
Yeah, he's a dog. I mean, we had all the confidence in the world in him, all of our goalies. So, Oopie made, so many big saves tonight that, we really needed in key moments. So all the credit goes to him. He was the biggest reason of why we walk out of this building with a win.
Giving credit where credit is due, that's Benny on Oopie. Game 5 is going to be Thursday night. That is in Buffalo. Jan, you started getting us tickets. Is that is that your mission today?
Absolutely, Nick. I will let you know exactly what center ice you want, right? Did you want center ice or on the side where the Sabres shoot twice? It's really up to
you. I like to be able to chirp stuff to the penalty box.
So. Excellent. I know, right? Isn't that fun? Yeah. I was laughing last night because the crowd was chanting,
Ole, ole, ole.
So that's their
song. But then they were also taunting
Luukkonen.
Yeah, Luukkonen. A few times that got real
loud. It was
loud.
Funny.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, cheer for our goalie. That's fine.
Exactly cheering.
That's standard operation.
No, I know.
That is standard operation. But in that building specifically, they get that going right. So they taunt the goalie and didn't work last night.
The best is when the Sabres fans, when they won the first home game, they were chanting ole, ole. I'm not going to make fun of Montreal, but that's kind of weird. But sure.
Can we all agree, do not sell your tickets to somebody who could potentially be a Montreal Canadiens fan?
Here's the thing. There are 1.75 million people in Montreal. What's Buffalo the size of? Like 650 or something like that? That's why,
not that many. Yeah.
It depends on if you're, including Western New York or Buffalo?
Well, if you include the whole province.
The audience comes across the borders.
Honestly, it's like triple our size. So you can't,
They should it should just be outlawed. I mean, can't we get the mayor to, he has done other crazy things. Can't we get the mayor to do, you're not
weird. Allowed. That's his campaign slogan.
Listen, I live in Buffalo.
Vote for me. I do some crazy stuff.
I get the 25% tax increase.
The guy that just raised
increase.
Your taxes?
25%. Yeah, yeah, well, so I can use the word crazy. But no, with all love in my heart, because...
Yeah, of course, yes, yeah, leading with kindness.
But how does Montreal get all of the people going in there to wear the red jerseys?
And they're all wearing the exact same red jersey. Like,
they live and breathe hockey.
Yeah, well, we live and breathe hockey.
No, we have a few other distractions.
We have the NFL. Yeah. That's all they
have. Like the NFL, which has said 8 o'clock tomorrow, they will reveal the full schedule. Oh, they did trickle out some international games yesterday, but full schedule out Thursday, 8 p.m. for that. Over to the NBA, where the Spurs superstar Wembanyama ejected in the second quarter of Game 4 after elbow to a player. Well, this was a couple nights ago. Came back last night. Wembanyama, he elbowed a guy, and you're not allowed to do that. Scored 18 points in the first quarter. Finished with 27 points, 17 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 blocks. Spurs beat the Timberwolves a dominating 126-97. I know one player doesn't make a team, but that guy does his fair share. Yeah. Wembanyama back on the court. That was game 5 of the Western.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Conference semifinals. And finally, this morning, we could all use a little extra time every day to knock out tasks we've been putting off. But what about something we actually want to do? According to a new survey, apparently America, all of us, need more fun.
Yes.
F-U-N, fun.
Exactly. 89%
believe that having fun, especially with others, you know,
well,
in a group.
What kind of fun?
Leads to better relationships, Lancaster, with 12% can't even remember the last time they had a full free day to have fun.
Well,
apparently,
yeah,
we don't
have
the time.
A mom, she doesn't have any time ever, ever. Yeah. Even on Mother's Day, there were games.
Well, that's why we're doing our share as dads.
Yeah. And what was the percentage again of not having, I'm sorry.
12% can't remember the last time they had a free day to have fun.
I 100% agree with that.
Yeah.
I think it's probably more. Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to what's fun for you, people were kind of basic. 77% said, I just want to sit down and watch TV. 69%, I want to see some family or friends, which can be fun. Sometimes exhausting.
I disagree.
Wait, who's coming over? Uh-huh. Dining out, 59%. That can be fun.
I agree.
Outdoor activities that don't involve lawn care.
Like lawn care, yeah.
Yeah, 50%. Following personal hobbies, Jan, shopping, 49%. Playing games, 48%. This is what people think is fun. So,
okay.
F-U-N, have some fun.
I'm on the golf train now, man.
Are you going to play golf?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you buy a club?
Yeah, I bought a used set. I'll be honest with you about
it. I like cannot play golf.
And I'm not good. I'm not going to say I'm good, but you're gone for the day.
The closest I get to it's easy.
No, it's not. And you're gone for the day.
The closest I get to it is watching this guy on TikTok teach girls how to get their swing right. And so he has them like hold. You've probably seen this video if you're a golfer. Yeah. You hold your arms like up, like opposite hand on opposite shoulder, and you put the golf club, you know, horizontally with you. And so you swing and you swing, and it's supposed to help you get the swing right.
I don't know. I want to hit from the women's tee though. It would help my game.
Jump on the work computer and search up swing instructor. See how that goes. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:29.
That is funny. Very funny.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.